proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Brott, and I want to thank you for joining me. On today's program, I'd like to introduce you to a Jewish believer in Jesus who influenced many due to his ministry and testimony for the Lord. This is the true story of noted Masoretic scholar Christian David Ginsberg, taken from Famous Hebrew Christians, published by IBJM. You may order your copy of this special book by calling us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. David Ginsberg was born in Warsaw, Poland, on Christmas Day, December 25th of 1821. At the age of 25, he became a Christian and then worked in Liverpool, England, as a missionary of the London Society for the Promotion of Christianity among the Jews. In 1863, when only 42 years of age, he retired from the mission in order to devote himself entirely to literary work. He had already published editions of the Song of Solomon and Ecclesiastes, and an essay on the Karaites. Now, Karaism is an esoteric Jewish sect founded in the 700s by Hebrew theologian Anan ben David, and borrows teachings from Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. In the year following his retirement, Ginsberg published an essay on the Essenes and a full account of the Kabbalah, dealing with its development, doctrines, and literature. He also contributed various articles on Jewish topics to Keto's Encyclopedia. His greatest work, however, was his Masoretic studies. The Masorah is a term meaning tradition, and refers to the tradition by which Jewish scholars, or Masorets, tried to preserve faithfully the text of the Old Testament. It embodies a collection of critical notes on the text of the Old Testament, first committed to writings in Tiberias, the capital of Galilee, between the 6th and 9th centuries AD. It is a most important work, and it regulated the transmission of the scriptures before the invention of the printing press. Because the Old Testament books were written by hand, no matter how careful the scribes were, mistakes sometimes occurred. When these mistakes were detected by scholarly readers, corrections were made in the form of marginal notes. These annotations were collated and then critically considered by Hebrew scholars who decided upon the correct spelling and pronunciation of Hebrew words. To prevent further mistakes in copying, the scholars counted the chapters, words, and letters of each book and discussed grammatical rules and accents. The outcome of Dr. Ginsberg's studies was the publication of the Hebrew text with his translation of Elias Levita HaMesoret and Jacob Ben Haim, Introduction to the Rabbinic Bible. 4 years later, he was elected a member of the Board of Revisers of the Old Testament, and he devoted himself to the collation of all the extant remains of the Masorah. With infinite care, Dr. Ginsberg collected and digested this vast amount of textual criticism and presented it in a single volume. As a result, it is now possible to consider how far the old manuscripts agree in their variations, additions, and deficiencies. Dr. Ginsberg thus provided an invaluable reference tool for Bible scholars, teachers, and students throughout the world. So important was this particular work of Dr. Ginsberg, considered to be that when his manuscript was sent to Vienna for publication. The British Foreign Secretary, Lord Salisbury, sent it by the Queen's official messenger. The manuscript was far too valuable and too heavy for the author himself to transport it by rail, and the risk could not be taken of sending it by any other form of carrier service. In the period between 1880 and 1886, Dr. Ginsberg published 3 volumes of these collations, and with them as a basis, edited a new text of the Old Testament for the Trinitarian Bible Society. This was published in 1894 under the title, The Masoretic Critical Text of the Hebrew Bible. In addition, he compiled 4 various concordances to the Masorah. In 1871, he wrote an elaborate and scholarly account of the Moabite stone and was instrumental in exposing certain forgeries. In 1904, on its centennial, the British Bible Society entrusted Ginsberg with the publication of a new critical Hebrew text. It was completed only in 1926. Before his death in 1914, Ginsberg edited and published the Pentateuch, Isaiah, the Prophets, and Psalms. Today, his dedicated work is still being used of the Lord in Bible distribution efforts among Jewish communities around the world. Now, this has been a special presentation of the testimony of Jewish believer Christian David Ginsberg, taken from Famous Hebrew Christians, published here at IBJM. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.